Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, disciples. Thank you, Lord, for your eternal presence that's with us, Lord, to take eternal words that's been in your heart for centuries and make them new and fresh and relevant to this day, Father God. So thank you, Father God, for your inspiration, for your love and wisdom by the power of your Holy Spirit, quickening these words in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalm 104, and it's the
30.
31, 31 to 35.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it says, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. We know the glory of the Lord will endure forever. Amen. As the Lord rejoices over his works. And the psalm is just so opened up again. It's like everything, the world and everything in it, including man, was God's idea. And so the world and everything in it finds its purpose, finds its beauty, finds its true food, finds its boundaries. They all find it in the Lord. And it's just so wonderful to know he's called us to see it that way, so that we can experience that which has been laid out for us, that what we he predestined us to have. And I love the predestination has then got everything, the calling of God, and then comes the justification as he calls you. You go through things and character, good character, godly character comes forth, and then the glorification, just like it was with David, with the lion and the bear and Goliath and Paul, and the root for him to achieve his goal, ruling as a king. And then the beautiful picture of Jesus is the ultimate. That is what we need to look to, see Jesus, listen to Jesus, walk in his footsteps. And so when we understand that amazing love of God that he's had for us from eternity, before the foundation of the earth, he predestined us in Christ, and then he formed man. And we know the sad story, the nightmare, the deception, the lie, the fall, but we don't major on that no longer, because the goodness of God has come. The sufferings of Christ brought about the consequent glory, and that's what we major on, because when the eyes are filled with light, then the whole body is filled with light. So, and even before the eyes are gets filled with light, and that our spirits are made alive, they're united to the Lord. And then because of that, light and goodness and righteousness has come, and then it comes to our eyes of our understanding, our mind, our will, our intellect, our emotions, and then it manifests in the body. And then we can say, yeah, like the psalmist says here, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord is finding your joy in the Lord. There's nothing that we not seen and waking up that is not already there, and then it's just been made alive by the Spirit. For that's our daily spiritual bread. Just as we get natural bread, food to eat, there's spiritual bread, spiritual food that we need every day, every hour, every minute. And I think of that wonderful promise. And just remembering again, we've been really, it's come to our attention, you know, that the sufferings of Christ then brought about the consequent glory. In Ephesians, it speaks about that Jesus has been raised to fill all things. So the filling, the growing, the glowing, and the going is what it's all about now. And I think also about, also in Ephesians, where it speaks about Jesus, one died for all so that he can live for all. So God's presence, his provision, his favor is meant to be a now experience. And even in the old prophecies, you see unto us a son is given, and then it talks about these wonderful qualities. And it first starts with counseling, because if he doesn't counsel you, then he's not your shepherd, and you can't go into the goodness that has been laid out for your life. And then he says, of the increase of his government, there will be no end. So to that beautiful prophecy in Malachi chapter 4, where it says, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and we will go out like calves led from the stall, and we will tread the wicked down, thus says the Lord of hosts. And here in the psalm, you've got the two, this end part that we read this morning, you've got the two pictures of the saints, the ones that God has so gracefully and beautifully called out into his marvelous light to proclaim his praises. And then you've got those that are still deceived. And just remembering that prophecy I just shared there now, my Son of Righteousness arise on each and every one of us, that our lives can be so attractive and beautiful so as to tread the wicked down, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, that the deception that they've embraced will be so made clear to them as they see. And many of us uneducated, haven't got all the degrees and the hand clap of man, but God could use us, and he is using us. And just as the disciples that the Lord called out of the world right in the beginning of the better and the new covenant, they shone like lights in this world. And so also in these times now, we thank the Lord that he has started a wonderful work in us, and he's taking us along into the depths of Jesus, into the fullness of Jesus, into maturity, so we don't stumble looking to riches, looking to fame, looking to hand clap. We look to the Lord, and may his kingdom come, and the devil be trampled under our feet, as the word promises. And as he has been in so many ways, we have seen truth, embraced truth, and truth has become reality to us. It's not just words. It's a lifestyle, and it's a goodness of God for the land of the living, so that it can also come to the rest of mankind. So thank you, Lord, for starting a wonderful work in us. And thank you, Lord, that you bring it to pass. You watch over us and you take us forward, strengthening us from the roots, Lord, from our roots to our body, to the goodness of the Lord that is evident, the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.